Kia ora and good morning. Lawrence Arabia, aka James from Half Hexagon. Are you there, mate?
I am.
Oh, yes, yes. Just doing the classic technology juggle here in the BFM studio. We've managed to get you on the line, beaming in via the power of the internet. Now, the reason we have you joining us this morning on The Breakfast Show is Half Hexagon have a brand new song out.
Yeah, Shadow.
Talk us through it, mate.
Well, it's quite early to be talking you through it. I guess that's why I sent you the email to suggest that I come on the radio.
Yes. Well, where have you recorded it? How long has it taken? Is it part of a bigger project or is it just a one-off single? What's happening?
Thank you for that, Q. That's great. That's really useful.
Yes.
We recorded it in our usual way, kind of, which is everyone's in their own separate spaces. Yolanda Fagan in her space, Julian in his space doing his drums, me in my studio doing all the synthesizer stuff. And it all kind of comes together via, you know, emails and files coming together. But for the this and the last two singles, which are By the Farm and The Method, we've got our friend Martin Tulin, who is a Swedish producer who lives in Mexico City, who has been mixing the songs. So he brings all of our stuff together and turns it into the final thing that you hear, which is cooler than what we send him.
Yes. Okay. Who is this guy? Can you give us some background on it? I feel like there might be a story behind this particular producer that you guys are working with.
Well, Martin is a producer that he sent me an email once after my album The Sparrow came out in 2012 and just, you know, was sent a nice email, like a sort of fan email or just a kind email saying that he thought it was a great record. But we just sort of communicated over the years and he'd been producing some band. He had a kind of a pop, kind of a 2000s pop band in Mexico, mm-hmm. Called Lost Fancy Free. And he was also producing a band called Crocodiles, which is an LA band you might have.
Yeah, that rings a bell, actually. I'm like, I feel like I will know some Crocodile songs. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of Mary Chaney vibe, I think, mm-hmm. from memory. And then, yeah, he formed a band with Anika, her name's Annika, but Anika, who is, you know, the singer who released a record last year or the year before, the band was called Exploded View.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a couple of records out on Sacred Bones, and he's recently, like, produced Anika's last two records, so he makes cool music. And, yeah, Exploded View were definitely a band that was in my head when I was thinking about us forming this band, so mm-hmm. It's cool to get to work with him.
Nice one. Now, so are we just kind of in single territory here? We're just slowly.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a hybrid because this is actually EP2. So EP2 is just Shadow, By the Farm, and The Method, which is the previous two singles, which you would have heard, especially The Method recently, just endlessly on BFM. Thank you, BFM, for mm-hmm. playing it so much. But yeah, so it's just EP2 becomes those three singles, and then we're going to manifest this.
Is this turning into like a 10-inch vinyl or 10-inch?
That's the aim, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We just haven't got our SHIT into gear.
So last time you did a 10-inch release, it was a lathe cut. Would you continue with a lathe cut, or are you going to, like, get the real deal this time?
We're thinking of that's all kind of in the discussion phase.
Yeah.
But just suffice to say, it's being discussed and actioned as we speak. So I can't divulge the precise details, but. Mm.
All right.
You have to look out for this.
Now, this is also tied into a wider conversation about a show which is happening Friday, the 21st of February at the Hollywood Avondale, the OCs. You guys are opening for the OCs. Now, man, it must be a while ago that the OCs were down here and they played at the King's Arms. And I heard about that show from everyone that went to it for about the next 10 years. And I have regretted to this day not seeing the OCs. And now there is a limited opportunity, because I know there's not very many tickets left for this one, but people can get tickets to go and see the OCs at the Hollywood Avondale, and you guys are in support.
Yeah, and we love the OCs. And I also missed that show because I was quite close to having my, well, my family are about to introduce a child into it for the first time. And so that was quite intense. And I went out of kind of going out to rock gig mode and was battening down the hatches to become a dad. And then they haven't been back since, as far as I know.
No, they haven't. I'm waiting. I'm rubbing my little grubby little hands together. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to be incredible live. So yeah, it's really exciting to get to play with them. Yeah, we're fans of the band, so it's neat.
How exciting!
Yeah, and so that was the kind of the catalyst for releasing a song. It was like, oh, we've got this event. There's something happening. It's exciting. So let's get the single out by then.
Excellent. And I guess we'll hit Shadow very shortly. Any sort of background on the ideas or themes that are sitting within the song?
I never know what Vicky's Yolanda's themes are. She described it as I asked her to write a quote about it, and she said it was something about needing, having an existential crisis or something. I described it as being a vision of urban paranoia, but I don't think it is about a vision of urban paranoia. But it's really intense.
Yes,
whatever's going on, I don't know what's going on in Yolanda's head, but it's intense.
All right.
And then at the end, I guess the thing to that's sort of interesting and special about it is that Martin, like, we sent him a jam at the end. It's got, I'm not sure if you, I presume you're playing the long version.
Yeah, I've got the 6 minute here.
Yeah, like at the end, he has completely sort of raved it out. So like the whole, like, we sent him a jam, and then I just said, just do whatever you like to it. And so he's turned it into a full kind of psychedelic rave out for the last 3 minutes.
Awesome. All right, let's hit it. Half-X Gin Shadow, catch Half-X Gin, performing alongside OCs Friday the 21st of Feb, which is like next week or something, eh? Yep, next Friday.
Yeah.
Catch him with the OCs next Friday at the Hollywood Avondale. If you're planning to get a ticket, do it today, because it's going to sell out. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Cheers, James.
Thanks, Johnny.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
I'm not the one.
June, Half-X again with Shadow. Catch him next Friday at Hollywood Avondale with OCs.